Hey there, Sharon Hornells from here. Let's talk today about how to use a successful crowdfunding strategy to supersize and grow your business or to launch your business. This is one of the ways that people that say, I don't have any money, I don't know what to do, can get over that objection and hurdle of not having money is by using something called crowdfunding. Crowdfunding, I suppose it's been around for a long, long time, but the digital age and the internet have made it an absolutely viable option for launching a new product, testing an idea, and getting the resources to do that that you might not personally have. Platforms like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe have helped people to raise thousands and even millions of dollars in order to launch a project that is important to them. And they're not sure if people are going to accept it or not or be interested in it or not. So they put their idea out there. Backers will donate money, sometimes for incentive, sometimes not, for different levels of investment in order to help the product or the project launch. One of my favorite examples of crowdfunding is the series The Chosen. I don't know if you're familiar with that. We're just coming off Easter, so it's top of mind for me. But incredible story of how they crowdfunded. It's the largest crowdfunding project ever for a movie I guess it's a series has ever been. I'm sure there'll be another one that comes along that's bigger, but right now that is an incredible example of the power of the people and crowdfunding and what they want to see out in media versus some of the stuff that we are all being fed by big media, big entertainment, big manipulation. So that is my true feeling about a lot of what's being produced and shown in Hollywood and everywhere else around the world in terms of the value that it adds to our lives, which is why I don't participate and watch a whole lot of it. So how do we use this crowdfunding, Kickstarter, GoFundMe type platforms? I'm not going to go into the details of each platform. Each platform has its own little rules and regulations that if you're wanting to use that, you're going to absolutely dig into and find out. But what are some steps and strategies we want to make sure that we use so that our crowdfunding will be successful? First and foremost, what's your objective? Have a very clear objective and goals for why you're going to ask people to invest in you and your business and your project. Secondly, you got to craft a compelling story. People want to know your backstory. Why are you asking them for money? Why can't you just go the traditional route and go to a bank and get money to fund your project, etc.? So they want to know what's the backstory. What's the reason that you're seeking crowdfunding? It's got to be a good, compelling story. Sometimes it's a sob story, but it should be authentic and truthful and honest, because one of the key components of crowdfunding success is being authentic and true and honest and transparent in what you want the money for and what you're going to do with it and what kind of a return or what they're going to get out of backing you in this project. So craft a compelling story, again, authentic, emotive, and compelling. It's got to be compelling. Why do people want to help you to succeed with your project? Then we want to leverage the power of visual concept, visual aids. I think The Chosen has done an incredible job of that. The whole first season, they didn't have sets or anything, so they just went to different like gravel quarries and things and different places in order to film, because they were using the resources that they were given to produce the show very, very wisely. So we want to leverage the power of visual content and visual concepts. One of the things I think is incredible about that series is the costuming in it. That alone, and the number of extras and people that it took to be involved in a project of that magnitude. I think that's why I've enjoyed watching it, because it is just, it's kind of mind-boggling. And then the fact that it was all crowdfunded by people that wanted to see the stories come to life is just an incredible testament to the power of crowdfunding. We want to build a strong online presence. And I think The Chosen, I don't know the internal workings and details. My sister's one that told me about it, but I know that they've done a lot of things and partnered with a lot of traditional film organizations, and now that's different, and theaters and things, as they're trying to roll out the story. So we'll see how that plays out. I know the fourth season, there's some challenges with that. because of some of the alliances that they made along the way. But we want to build a strong online presence. I personally don't understand why they haven't just sold it online and released it, and people that can pay for it will pay for it. And then you can, and I think they did this the first season or so, where you could actually pay it forward so that someone else could watch it for free. Their mission is to have it available to everyone in the world to enjoy and consume and watch for free. But that's not really viable because it's got to cost millions and millions of dollars to create that. So we want to use different platforms, email, websites, social media platforms. We want to have ways to get the word out there versus just going through the crowdfunding platforms, right? You're only going to reach so many people. People have to actually go to the crowdfunding platform and be looking for your particular project to invest in. And that's only a slim tip of the iceberg of who you could reach if you have a larger presence online. We want to offer compelling rewards and incentives for people to contribute to our project. And we can have different tiers of that to appeal to different levels of investment. Think of public radio and public television and how they've raised funds, or any other nonprofit, how they raise funds and have incentives and rewards and t-shirts and bags and flyers. I was at my mom's not too long ago, and she gets every fundraising thing on the planet with respect to mailing, direct mail. So I got to see a whole lot of the kind of things they're doing with that. Remember to foster transparency and trust. You also have to engage with your backers, right? People want to feel like they're part of the process. So you want to make sure that you have a mechanism and a way to engage with people that are contributing to your project to keep them up to date and let them know what's going on and the status of the project. And then, of course, we want to measure and analyze what's working and what's not working. If we've created this tier of incentives and it's not really getting us any results, we might want to rework those incentives or find a different way of involving people in the process versus just traditional incentives and rewards. It's got to be something that's of value to them. And finally, build on a foundation of success. Start, do what works, do more of what works, and stop doing what doesn't work. How many times have I said that? All right, love to know if you've ever used crowdfunding for any of your projects or any of your ideas to test them and see if they're viable and if people are really interested in them or not. Share in the comments below. I personally have never used crowdfunding. I think it's fascinating and amazing and a great way for people to actually fund projects that are important for the world to see that they might not otherwise see the light of day. All right, have an awesome day, and I will, of course, be with you tomorrow with another interesting strategy that you can use to grow and build and supersize your business. Have an awesome day.